Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And I want to announce that I'm offering a new CD this Advent, which is entitled Journey Through Advent, just like last year's was. Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. Cycle C. That's the key piece. This year, you want Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. So simply go to our website, renewalministries.net, then click on Bookstore and make the choice of that CD, Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. More to come in the days to come. Today, the first reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, and then verses 4 to 5. I, John, looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. They were singing what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Do you follow the Lamb wherever he goes, wherever he leads? They have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human race for God and the Lamb. On their lips, no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. When we repent of our sin, it's wiped away. Have you repented of your sin up to this point? Are you carrying anything that you have not asked for forgiveness for? Ask for it, that you might be like a clean slate in the eyes of God. Psalm 24, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Do you long to see him? Do you wonder sometimes what he will look like, what we will see? This is the people that longs to see your face, the lords of the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Seek for his face and how he reveals himself to us in so many different circumstances. And I'll be speaking more about that later this week. The verse before the gospel says, stay awake, for you do not know when the Son of Man will come. And we don't. We know not the day nor the hour. We know nothing of when he will come. Therefore, it behooves us all to be ready. We do not know the day or the hour. And that doesn't have to terrify you. It just means prepare. Make yourself ready to see his face. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 to 4, says this. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. And he said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. She gave Jesus everything. Think about that. It can be in relation to the collection. That's one common way of thinking about it. But our ways of serving the poor, our ways of caring for others, do we really take time to put them first, or is it just an offhand, we make a little donation, it doesn't cost us anything because it's from our surplus? Or the time that we offer for a particular project for the needy, the sick in some way. Do we take it from our surplus Do we offer our time from our surplus, or do we offer it that it is a sacrifice for us? Take a look at that as we begin this Advent very shortly. Take a look at that. How generous am I for God and for His people? It's not the amount, it's not the time. Those things can be good, but it's the heart with which you give. It's the heart with which you offer service. That's what makes the difference. People can find Christ when you come to them, gentle and kind and merciful. But if you just toss something into a basket, you've not encountered Christ in His poor. In fact, Mother Teresa has quite a little comment on this whole area. It's entitled, Giving Our Whole Self. And she says, and I didn't look at this recently, and it's reflected in what I just said to you, but let me read it from her point of view. I don't want you to give to us from your abundance, that is to her religious community. I don't need money from your abundance. Instead, I ask that you share in our work. I ask that you lend your hands in understanding. Come and help care for our needy. Come and see. This very day, I have found myself with some of our people who came to one of our homes to eat. They are such kind people. They give thanks from the very bottom of their hearts. They have nothing. It isn't that we have given them any extras, just some sandwiches and a cup of tea, very little. But it has been enough to give them the sense that they are loved, that there is a place where they can come. They are being offered a concrete expression of love. They are being taken into account as individuals. Not as a group of people, but as individuals. This is something, she says, that I wanted to share with you. I think that we need to grow more, she said, as co-workers, taking the place that is rightfully ours. Sharing is the distinctive note of co-workers. I repeat that I don't want you to give to me from your abundance. I want you to give with the attitude of that little boy who said, quote, I will not eat sugar for 3 days. I will give it to Mother Teresa. See, that's giving out of your own sometimes need, sometimes real desire. You don't want to give away what you desire yourself. And look at what that child did. I will not eat sugar for 3 days, and I will give it to Mother Teresa. Little things like that, she says, make all the difference. I am convinced that for us as adults, it seems like something insignificant when we say that. I'll give 3 days of sugar. Little things like that, she said, make all the difference. I am convinced that for us as adults, that seems like something insignificant. But we forget that that child loved with a big heart. And there are so many things that happen around us that go almost unnoticed. Brothers and sisters, take a look at it as we come toward this Advent season. Take a look at it. How willing am I to give my time or my talent or my treasure, to use an old expression? Do I just give what is surplus? Or do I give in such a way that I feel the pinch, so to speak? Because when we give with sacrifice, God reveals Himself many times to the people we're serving. Somehow they sense that this is not just a handout. This is a gift. Because it comes in a certain way from the very heart of God. When we give for the right reasons, God blesses it. and people are fed and cared for, and their wounds are bound, and they get hope to live another day. That's what God wants of us. Mother Teresa said, children in England have been doing this kind of thing for the last 20 years. They have been giving bread to the children of Calcutta. More than 4,000 Indian children receive their daily ration of bread, thanks to the generosity of these children from England. She says, it is something truly beautiful. Children giving to children. It becomes personal. It becomes personal kindness. But what it says to the poor is, you matter. I'm not giving you out of my excess. I'm giving myself by doing this or by doing that. And that's when God's presence becomes very, very apparent. It becomes apparent through joy, or through peace, or through hope. I remember one time we were handing out things for Christmas, and I was very, very struck by this child as I handed him something, and he looked at me and he said, is this for me? And I said, yes, it's for you. I don't have to give it away. And I said, no, this is for you. And he looked at me with such wonderment. I can take it home? I said, yes. It's mine. Yes. He probably held very, very few things in his hands that he could call mine. Think about it, brothers and sisters. How open are our hearts? Because when they're really open, even if what we give is a small sacrifice, if we do that, it's God himself who reveals himself, as I said before, through peace or through mercy or through laughter, through joy, through new hope. He will reveal himself. Let's get off the assembly lines. Let's get off counting the numbers of people we serve, though that can be very important. I'm not trying to undermine any of that. What I'm after is, with what intention do we serve? With what intention do we reach out to the poor, especially in this season of the year? Jesus himself was very, very poor. He was born into a manger. He had a few sheep around him. Nothing was his. Nothing. He's found in the poor many times. So I urge you, as you take a look here, very close now to the beginning of Advent, just say, Lord, what do you want of me this Advent, that you might become more and more present in me and through me, through those I serve? May I bring you in these weeks your presence. May God bless us all, brothers and sisters. May he bless us all. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.